I'm Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, CIFX 25 and Project Magellan. The Swiss-Italian Fighter Exercise 2025 was held at Ostrana Air Base from May 26th to June 13th. The exercise aimed to improve interoperability among participating NATO and Partnership for Peace members. The training demonstrated the ability for partner nations to mission plan, problem solve, and share tactics and techniques to build on the foundations that keep them mission ready.
The Partnership for Peace program facilitates cooperation between NATO and non-NATO countries in Europe to improve interoperability, build trust, and enhance defensive capabilities. CIFX 25 began with training basic one-versus-one dogfighting techniques between Italy's F-35s and Eurofighters, Switzerland's F-18s, and Aviano's F-16 aircraft, utilizing the unique characteristics of each airframe to better understand positioning and tactics to gain the advantage in aerial combat. This exercise also composed of two versus one dogfights, defensive counter-air, and offensive counter-air maneuvers, aiming to leverage the distinctive strengths of different participating aircraft during joint operations. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Behrens, 31st Operations Group Deputy Commander, states by operating with allies, participants gain the opportunity to mission plan and improve their techniques.
We have the opportunity to problem solve, work together to utilize our assets to best get the mission done. And when we execute airborne, we're sharing those tactics and then having the opportunity to debrief those so that we can all learn together.
Behrens also states, these exercises keep everyone involved lethal and ready to deploy and fight from home. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Project Magellan. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Maria Mota. The world's first nonstop westbound global endurance flight, Project Magellan, earned international recognition by winning the 2025 Founders Award from the Aerial Refueling Systems Advisory Group. The award was given for outstanding performance of the crew in aerial refueling and its significant contributions to the joint force and operational flight safety. Additionally, this recognizes the McConnell Airmen's dedication to advancing medical knowledge regarding circadian rhythm and the physiological risk associated with prolonged flights. 22nd Air Refueling Wing Chief Wing Executive Captain Dyson Batigan says, Project Magellan wasn't just a flight, it was a glimpse into the future of air power, pushing the edge of what's possible in global reach and human endurance. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume.